The Discord of Gods by Jen Lyons. Read by Vikas Adam, Theodore Chin, and Lauren Fortgang.
Tracy. Our story starts a little over 4 months previously, also 4 years previously, and 400 years previously, and 4,000 years. And 14,000 years. Let's work our way forward. 14,000 years ago, human settlers invaded this dimension from another, fleeing the death of their universe. They were ill-prepared to deal with a world where magic existed and where they could neither easily die nor reproduce. They survived and made a home here. But it's most important that you know this. Two of the settlers were brothers, named Sarek and Ravarek. Sarek was popular. Ravarek was smart. Eventually, Ravarek came to loathe that difference. 4,000 years ago, a second invasion occurred, this time by a race of telepathic, incorporeal monsters who thrived on pain and fear. This invasion damaged the barrier between this world and its twin, a shadowy afterlife from which all souls came and eventually returned. Afterward, humans could be killed and could have children, but this seemed an ill reward for being slowly destroyed by demons they couldn't fight. Ravarek, smart man that he was, figured out a way. He devised a ritual to empower 8 guardians, giving them godlike powers and the ability to follow demons even into the afterlife. But he assumed he'd be one of the people picked to receive these powers, and when his brother was chosen instead, Ravarek was overwhelmed with jealousy and hate. So, when he discovered that the dimensional breach the demons had created would eventually annihilate the universe, he didn't hesitate at a solution that required his brother's destruction. He tricked his brother into participating in a second ritual meant to elevate Ravarek and turn his brother into a thrall under his control. Instead, it turned Ravarek and the 8 other participants into insane dragons and turned Sarek into a horrifying monster under no one's control. This obliterated their country, formed the Blight, killed millions, and created both the Cornerstones and the Sword or Thaneriel. Their people, the Voros, eventually imprisoned Sarek, now called Volkaroth, at the cost of their immortality, but not before he killed the rest of the original 8 guardians. One of the cornerstones, the Stone of Shackles, was used to bind the demons, effectively ending the war. But it was too late. The Voros had been plunged into a dark age from which they never recovered. A cycle in which Volkaroth's prison would weaken and could only be repaired by the sacrifice of an entire people's immortality would repeat several times. Over 400 years ago, Volkaroth's prison weakened once more, but this time he woke. The 8 guardians, now called the 8 immortals, had been resurrected, but none of them were prepared to fight their former leader. Worse, upon waking, Volkaroth broke the sun, turning it from yellow to orange-red. After repairing Volkaroth's prison, the Kuros Emperor, Kandor, invaded the Mantle and was slain. Kandor's wife, Alanye, snuck into the Blight to bargain with the Morgagi. While there, she remembered that she'd once been Sarek's lover, Syndrol, and so tried to separate Sarek from Volkaroth. She succeeded after a fashion, sending fragments of Sarek's soul into the afterlife, where he slowly healed. Sarek, Kandor, and Alanye would all later volunteer to be reincarnated to stop Volkaroth, joined by the first emperor of Kur, Semillian. 4 years ago, a street thief named Kirin stumbled upon a demonic summoning, gaining the attention of a particularly evil necromancer named Gadrith, a particularly evil demon named Zaltaroth, and a particularly evil Kuros prince named Darzan. The latter snatched the